folks, welcome to the Ronin Rabbit, a Usagi Yojimbo fan podcast. I'm your host, Ed Moore. I'll be spoiling the book that I'm looking at, which is only a couple years old, so keep that in mind. Volume 4, the IDW volume, issue number 23, Mike's Amazing World, League of Comic Geeks indicates this was out October 27th of 2021, the story entitled Ransom Part 2. If you want a feedback, you can catch me on Twitter and Blue Sky as Teal Productions, T-E-A-L, like the color. Usagi Yojimbo fan page on Facebook is where I post the episodes there. BigTimeNoise.com/RoninRabbit is the website where I post the podcast. And UsagiPodcast@gmail.com is the email address. Looking at the front cover, we have off to the left here Usagi and Ikichi walking down a street. It's at night. The forefront of the image and the right-hand side of that image is a gentleman. Maybe it's supposed to be Aoki, but he's wearing the wrong color outfit, holding a sword to the throat by which he is holding on to Kyoko as well. He's holding her by the throat, and he has a sword to her throat. So I'm not sure. I guess he's holding her and threatening her. Interesting pose there, because he would have to move the hand quickly if he was going to cut her throat. But he is glancing menacingly over his shoulder as he's waiting. He's at the corner of an alleyway as Yukichi and Usagi are walking up the main way towards that intersection with the alley. Inside front cover, we get our credits. Writer, artist, letterer, Stan Sakai. Colors by Hi-Fi Design. Images of the two extant covers, cover A and a retailer incentive. I've said this before. 20 by, I believe, 1 and 20. I need to check on that and see if that's what it is. But I believe that's what it is. Moving to the story, Ransom Part 2, we see that Aoki and the rest of Hasegawa's crew, as they have captured Kyoko, and they are going to hold her for ransom to get Boss Hasegawa's book back that Kitsune stole from him. All of this was shown us in Ransom Part 1, which I spoke about two episodes ago. I thought that the final part of the first issue pretty much covered this, but we're doing it again here as far as the, we're going to hold her ransom, bring us the book by sunrise, if you don't, we'll kill her, do I have your word, samurai honor, back and forth. All that I thought was done at the end of the previous issue, but we have two whole pages of it here as kind of a rehash, I guess. I don't know. Not sure I really understand that. We are given the word Ronin and Samurai, which we've run across before, but Ronin, and it's defined for us, masterless samurai or warrior. Next scene is between Usagi and Yukichi. Again, that Yukichi has lived in a small world where everybody goes by the book, and everything is done by the book, whereas Usagi is trying to educate him as to what goes on in the real world, which, as we often know, speaking of just about any kind of discipline, the book learning and the real world learning are two very different things. I mean, a lot of times you need the one to start the other, but the end result of knowing one is very, very different from the end result of knowing the other. Kitsune reappears. She and Kyoko, during the climactic battle scene between Usagi's group and Boss Hasegawa's 13 members, they were outmatched, outgunned, and Usagi told Kitsune to run and take Kyoko with him, which she did, but not quickly enough because Kyoko was grabbed by one of the goons. Kitsune didn't realize that until she had gotten to her safe hidey place, let's say, and stopped running long enough to realize that Kyoko was no longer with her. So she is now returning to Usagi to tell him what has happened, but of course he and Yukichi already know that Boss Hasegawa's group has Kyoko and are going to hold her for ransom, and he is now telling Kitsune that. She's very upset, all because she has this book. Scenes about what they should do, how they should go about it, who should know, who shouldn't know. Probably the most amusing panel is after Yukichi says we should contact the police. They would know how to handle this. And Kitsune and Usagi both exclaim no with these really looks on their face. I'm not sure how to describe it. Distraught, I guess, would be the word. Next up, as they're talking, we see that they're being watched by Snitch, who led, last issue if you recall, Boss Hasegawa's group to where Usagi was. He knew where they were, led the quote-unquote attack force, then stepped aside, didn't want to get involved because he's a snitch, not a fighter. Now, he is watching and planning and formulating again. He's going to try to help, he's going to feign trying to help Usagi's group get Kyoko back, to get close enough to Kitsune to get this book that they are talking about, that he now knows what it is and knows the value of, so that he can then in turn do something with it to make money, whether he sells it to a competing entity or sells it back to Boss Hasegawa. Either way, he is looking to make profit himself. Offers his services, and Kitsune immediately jumps on board with it because all she wants is to get Kyoko back, particularly since she feels guilty for what has happened anyways, which is interesting. I'm not sure in any of the other instances that we have had Kitsune in a story that we've really seen her truly feel guilty about something she has done. Now here, of course, she doesn't feel guilty about what she has done. She feels guilty about the ramifications of what she has done. So kind of two different things there. But still, guilt is not something we have seen Kitsune wear very often at all, if at all. Now, Usagi is very skeptical of Snitch, and Yukichi, oddly enough, is also. Now, I'm not sure how his book learning jibes with the little voice inside that says, hey, you know, you shouldn't trust him. So why his, spidey sense is tingling, I'm not sure. But he feels, ultimately, probably for because of different reasons, the same way that Usagi feels about trusting Snitch to do anything. Snitch and Kitsune walk away from the other two as they're making plans and what to do, and Usagi and Yukichi stay back, bantering back and forth about, you know, I don't like the way he looks, I don't trust this guy, yada yada. We go to the Hasegawa group as they are going back to Boss Hasegawa's hacienda, and there's a little scene here that repeats again a little bit later with someone and Kyoko. Here, her captor, as he's holding her, she bites him, and he rears up to smack her, but Aoki stops him and tells him, I said she'd be safe until sunrise, and she will not be harmed until then. He looks at Kyoko and says, as for you, pull another stunt like that, and I'll not be responsible for their actions. So they quell her, grab her up, and continue on the journey to Boss Hasegawa's. Now, the interview between Hasegawa and his group here doesn't go too well either. He browbeats them for not bringing back the book, which is what they said they were going to do, which is what Aoki said they were going to do. The men are totally beneath him, but he does recognize Aoki as the person that sees that his orders are carried out. He doesn't care who carries them out or what happens to those who carry out the orders. He just wants them carried out, and that person to see that that happens is Aoki. So he does have a modicum of respect. I'm not sure respect is the right word. A modicum of, we'll go with respect for Aoki. Everyone else, no. So Aoki is the one that basically keeps Boss from angrily retaliating and just killing everybody for failure, which is good because two or three failures, and I think Hasegawa would be completely out of men, and then he'd be just out of luck, right, to execute any of his plans as being the crime boss. Aoki tells Boss about the book and the girl connection and samurai honor and sunrise tomorrow and everything like that. Boss poo-poos samurai honor, much as we saw Kitsune do earlier this issue when Usagi was telling her about the plan, and her first thought was, well, can we even trust this thug to not kill Kyoko? And Usagi was explaining why. Same thing here. Aoki, on the other side of that equation, is explaining why the, as far as we know him to be, as why the good guy can be trusted. Usagi had previously explained why, as we know them, the bad guy can be trusted. Both can be trusted for the same reason. So regardless of how you use it, the samurai code of Bushido, is one of honor. How you personally use that is an entirely different thing, but the honor still remains, whether you're a, quote, good guy or bad guy. Now, once again, we have a scene here where Kyoko just pushes things too far, and boss Hasegawa gets up in her face, and she exclaims, "Your breath smells like fish," and he grabs her up and throws her. Now, the other guy was just going to slap her for biting him. Boss picks her up and throws her across the room into the rest of the crew, and they catch her, much like contemporary wrestler going over the ropes and falling onto all the other members that are wrestling to keep them from getting hurt after they've done a triple gainer off the middle of the top rope or whatever. But Boss tells her she can keep her life until sunrise, but if she insults me again, she dies immediately. So it's the same scene, same character initiating. The target of the scene is different both times. The end result is the same both times. Kyoko gets a reprieve from grave physical danger after doing something impetuous that really isn't going to change her situation at all. She was just lashing out. Aoki ties her up, takes her to the storeroom, throws her in. The last we see of her in this part of the story, she's fiddling with her hands. Her wrists are tied behind her back, and then her arms are lashed to her side. So she's pretty securely tied, I think. "These ropes really are tight. I can barely move my hands," she says, as she is looking towards us, looking over her shoulder, presumably to indicate to us where we're supposed to be looking, and it's at her hands down here. Can't really see anything. I don't think she has anything in her hands to help her cut out of these ropes or anything like that. Cut back to Usagi, Yukichi, Kitsune, and Snitch as they are formulating, quote-unquote, a plan as to how to use this book to get Kyoko back now, or actually, I believe, more to the point. Usagi says that they cannot formulate a plan because they don't know what they're going up against. They don't know anything about the house or where Kyoko's being held. They don't know how many people Boss has at his disposal, where they are, or anything. They know nothing. They're completely in the dark. Well, the way that he ingratiated himself was that Snitch said that he had or could get that information and get it back to them. So they're going back and forth about how to do this, and Snitch says, well, how about we just cut to the chase, and I just take the book to Boss and trade it for the girl. And Usagi was like, oh, absolutely not. You're not getting anywhere near that book. And as he and Yukichi are discussing something, it appears that Kitsune is fiddling with the book. Snitch sees that, knocks her down, and grabs the book. Runs off. Kitsune lives her life by sleight of hand, so I'm going to go ahead and suppose that this is not the correct book, that she did this to get Snitch off their case for a little while. And as he's running away, Snitch, on page 19 in the middle panel, we see that there is a pineapple at the end of his cap. So I believe that is this issue's pineapple. I don't believe I mentioned issue 22's pineapple, and for that I apologize. I'll try to make a note to remember to do that, but I may not recall every time. Chase ensues. Usagi and Yukichi versus Snitch. He's running, runs up to and under a fence, whereas Usagi and Yukichi have to go over the fence. Gives him a little bit of time there. But that time is quickly made up as Usagi and Yukichi are faster. So they're gaining, until finally Snitch sees an opportunity, clambers on board a wagon, and jumps up to a rooftop of a house. Usagi attempts the leap, but is not able to do it. So they have to grab the wagon that Snitch used to pull it back. And Usagi jumps up, pursuing Snitch, telling Yukichi to keep an eye on the ground. Really cool panel on page 23 of Usagi at the apex of a roof looking out across a section of the village. I really like the way that looks. They've lost Snitch. They don't know where he is, which way he went, nothing. He has the book. Kitsune catches up. I said that was the final scene of Yukio a minute ago, but it's not. So they all catch up. Snitch is gone. He has the book. Kitsune asks, which the way she's asking here, maybe that was genuinely the book. What are we going to do now? We don't have it to turn over for Kyoko. And then the final panel is Kyoko laying in the storeroom tied up. Next page is a cover mock-up of Usagi protecting Kyoko from five of the boss Hasegawa ne'er-do-wells. Everyone with swords drawn. Everyone on edge about to get it on. Next page is a Transformers Wreckers one-shot ad. Next is Art of Rush serving a life sentence hardcover ad. Junk Wrath from Top Shelf is next. I thought Top Shelf was set. Yeah, I guess Oni. Did Oni buy Top Shelf or Top Shelf bought Oni? I guess Oni bought Top Shelf. So that's why they've been advertising Top Shelf books. I've been at this long enough that I remember Top Shelf being a separate entity and doing their own stuff. So inside back cover. Usagi, Stan, where to get a hold of Stan, where to find Stan, where to buy merch, advert, all that kind of stuff. And on the outside back cover is the same ad as last issue for the Last Ronin Design Archive. Some kind of creator-artist edition, I would assume, of that book. And that is where we finish up. So our dramatis personae include Miyamoto Usagi, Yamamoto Yukichi, Kitsune, and Kyoko on the protagonist side. Antagonist, boss Hasegawa Aoki, a buttload of minions, and Snitch. Our terms, samurai and ronin. Ronin is defined for us, masterless samurai or warrior. Samurai is no longer defined. We've seen it too much. I thought we had seen ronin too much, but Mr. Sakai threw in a definition this issue for that one. I did remember, as I said, to tell you where I found the pineapple at, and so I think that probably is everything for this issue, guys. Thanks for hanging in there. Send me some feedback. I'll read it on air. Next time is Usagi Yojimbo Volume 3, issue number 66. Talk to you then. Ciao.